I'm just not gonna cut it out. I'm just gonna explain that we thought we had sponsors, but we really don't.
No, just cut it out, Lucas.
Okay, fine. It's gonna make it shorter.
Okay.
Okay, we're gonna start at 30-second mark.
Alright, pee pee poo poo.
Hey everyone, 3, 2, 1. We're back. We just took a short break to recuperate ourselves. And yeah, we're gonna be continuing on with the podcast into our next topic, which is boats.
Boats with Zach.
Yep, boats with Zach.
Okay, all right. Zach.
So since you know this is a boat podcast, recently, Key West boat fire happened, which was a pretty tragic event. It almost burned down a 14,000 square foot building near it.
What is the Key West boat fire, Zach?
So basically a boating company that boat stuff. Basically a fire happened and the CEO disclosed that all of the employees will remain with their jobs because law. And honestly, I feel like they shouldn't do that yet because they haven't disclosed how the fire was started. So their only reason for letting all
that was both with Zach.
No,
let
no,
him finish,
no.
Man. Come
no,
on.
This is
they're
really
only,
bad.
Their only excuse for letting all employees stay is that they put out the fire quickly, or they didn't. The fire could have been worse, but they didn't let that happen. That's their only excuse, and I feel like they should wait until they see why the fire was started, because it might have been human fault. So I don't know. I feel like the CEO is just retarded.
Kind of sus. Kind of sus.
Yeah, the CEO is a little stupid. Maybe we should wait until, you know, we figure out the cause of the fire.
And really nothing else happened with boats today. It just a bunch of people died on boats.
Who in their right mind would find this interesting?
Enthusiast.
No, Zach is not. It's a lie. He's put on for the podcast. It's up to Sam.
Sorry. There was a boat show, which was pretty cool. It had a bunch of boat history.
Yeah.
Sounds
pretty neat.
Do you guys want to know how to finance a boat purchase?
No, I don't.
Actually, yeah, that actually sounds pretty interesting.
No, maybe to you, but not to like
our crew. I have a more interesting boat topic.
Boat time.
So this boat owner was arrested for illegal charter operations in Chicago.
I don't know what that means.
So he was arrested for federal crimes for allegedly conducting illegal charter boat operations.
What does charter mean?
So basically,
a monkey.
Just search it up because I know. So basically, the boat went by. No. I know, retard. It's basically went by multiple names so that he could get more money from multiple companies, basically. So the boat went by Anchorman, Seahawk, and I don't know how to pronounce that last one. I'm retarded.
Japanese noise.
And, Lebowski. Nope, Garbowski.
Oh, I was about to say, where's the money?
Yeah, he stole his rug.
That's a good movie.
That is a good movie. Garbowski
pissed on the rug,
charged
man.
Money to charter the boat to various groups of passengers so that he could make more monies off of different company names. He has been so he'll be released if he pays $10,000 bail.
Is it bad I'm not paying attention at all?
Well, this is Boats with Zach, not Boats with Lucas.
Yeah, that was Boats. Well, this podcast is extremely boring.
No, this is Boats
I'm
with
Zach.
I'm
actually literally falling asleep listening to you
this
ramble
is boats
on about
with
charter
Zach.
Boats.
Yeah, that's because you haven't slept for like 24
no,
hours.
No, it's because your boats are
this
really
is
that
boats
boring.
Boats with Zach!
No, more like boring with Zach.
I got him. Got him, boys.
I wanted to talk about Big Lebowski,
oh my
the
God,
movie,
boat week.
But no.
Boat week's happening.
What boat week's happening?
Oh my god, can you just shut up about boat week?
Dang, dude, we got a lot of stuff about boats.
Train month and boat week. It's train month and boat week.
This is not, we're not doing train, Zach.
This is epic. Train month. Stop. It's boat week.
My god, shut up. Oh, you guys hear, listen. SpongeBob's 20th anniversary is like happening.
Well, we,
SpongeBob is 20 years old, man.
That's
the
very
show.
Epic, but I still
it's a good show.
But boat week.
It was a great show. Boat week. No, this is actually a topic we can talk about, not boats.
Dude, alright, so, boat week's kickoff.
Okay,
Dude, they're doing a rotary parade at 6:30 on Wednesday.
Zach, you're making this worse.
I'm not sure. I don't know where they hold boat week.
Oh my god. You're making this worse. I want to just end this podcast and never talk on it again.
You think it'll be on Twitch?
thank you.
It's probably in the freaking, artifact section.
Oh, there was a shark that dragged a fishing boat for like 5 miles.
That's pretty cool.
That is, I think.
Sounds like Jaws. Sounds like Jaws thing.
Gauze.
That's funny. You said it wrong, so it's funny.
Is that all?
Can Zach's boat
it
be
looks
over?
Like it.
Zach's with boat.
Actually, hold on. We got one more. Some dudes stole a boat from a private dock on Shepherd Lane, man. I don't want my boat stolen. I gotta lock it up.
You don't have a fucking boat, Zach. Shut up. Man, you just know what? We've lost our entire audience.
The theft
section.
Occurred on July 4th. That's me.
That's that.
This podcast is literally just over.
But I mean,
like,
what's more American than robbery?
Oh my god, I hate
dude.
People.
Dude, the boat had a 5.5 horsepower motor on it.
Yeah, I'm ending the podcast here.
No.
Well, can we stop talking about fucking boats, please? This is
what
really
do you
boring.
Mean?
This is really boring.
I'm pretty indulged in it.
We're almost done with boats.
My god, I want to kill myself.
Oh my god, this is so sad. Two dogs died in a boat accident. There's a lot of boat accidents.
I'm gonna cry.
Yeah,
wait,
because people can't drive boats.
I have an accident on a boat, dude.
You crash into
like
rocks,
20,
man.
I've seen like 20 news articles today for boat accidents while searching for news. Alright.
Just commence boats with Zach.
Alright, this has been boats with Zach.
This is a section I'm cutting out.
Now it's
okay,
Lucas.
Now it's Landon.
Is it my turn to talk?
Yes,
it is.
Planes with Landon.
Wait, no.
That would be epic.
It's Landon's topic of the day. Everyone shut up.
Alright, so I've been getting a lot of like ads for the movie Crawl. They seem like they keep saying that it's gonna be like the horror movie of the summer or whatever. I really don't think it's gonna be that scary.
I've never heard of this movie.
It's basically Jaws but alligators.
Yeah, okay, so
well,
I like
Jaws, but I don't know. It's like, kinda like that
movie
Piranha.
Critical reviewed it and he said it was good, but it wasn't a horror movie. It was just kind of a monster movie.
Except it's really not a monster.
Y'all ever heard of Piranha?
I have not, man.
I don't know if it's called Piranha, but I know it's like Jaws, but it's just piranhas. Bro,
yeah.
My favorite monster movie is Sharknado.
Yeah,
those
man.
Movies are just awful, and they keep churning them out because they make money.
What was the favorite
awful.
Movie you guys saw this year?
I haven't really seen movies.
Me neither.
I don't really go to theaters that often.
I don't even watch movies.
The only new movie I've seen this year was Endgame.
What's your favorite video game that you saw from E3?
I didn't really watch
E3.
Doom Eternal. Okay. Doom Eternal. That's
Mine
it.
Was Hollow Knight, the new Hollow Knight game.
Doom Eternal looks
Wait,
amazing.
They're making
it looks
another
sick.
One? I thought they were porting it.
Yeah, they're making, like, a new one, and it's a different character.
Does our audience have gamers in it?
Huh?
So our audience contain gamers.
What?
I'd sure hope so.
Our audience.
I'd hope our audience would be epic gamers.
Our audience. I don't know.
Wow, we'll just talk about something that doesn't interest anyone.
I mean,
yeah.
Hollow Knight's kind of like a bro game, so yeah, I don't know if anybody even cares about it.
I've never heard of it, but Doom Eternal looks great.
It's basically Dark Souls, but bugs.
Yes. Okay, now can we talk about SpongeBob's 20th anniversary?
Right. Can I finish talking about how bad Crawl is?
Why? I've never seen it.
You've seen trailers.
I know, but I already know it's going to be bad.
We're talking about SpongeBob's 20th anniversary.
I would like to finish speaking, please.
Okay, fine.
Landon, I'm going to, like, ban you from the podcast.
Yeah, it's just going to be me and Lucas.
That's toxic.
It's going to be both for 30 minutes.
No, it's going to be I shoot myself on the podcast.
It's just going to be boats for the whole podcast.
No, I'm going to kill myself if we have to talk about boats ever again.
No, since I'm going to end my life. The only one left is only going to be boats.
No, Zach, do not make it boats. It's not that funny.
Oh my god. Okay, but seriously, like, the plot is just, oh my god, Florida commits the flood. And then alligators are like...
Okay, Landon. Thank you.
Yeah, I saw the premise. Basically, there's this... I don't know. Hurricane Benson or something like that.
Benson?
I don't
from
know.
From regular show? Does he get really upset?
He was...
He's made out of a gumball machine?
He was going...
Gumball man.
He was bruhing. And then this girl was like, oh no, Dad, I have to make sure you're safe. Oh no.
Oh no, be wobby.
And then they're like, bruh, oh no, alligators. And then they die. All of them. They all die at the same time. They all get digested at the same time.
Death time.
Symmetrical death.
Simultaneous, I think you mean.
I don't know. It could be a good movie. You see, Critical thought it was good, but I'm not really. I don't know. I don't always follow other people's opinions.
Sometimes you're allowed to talk now, Lucas.
But yeah, it's SpongeBob's 20th anniversary. It's gonna be. It might be epic. They made a new episode. I haven't seen it, but I think SpongeBob's a pretty good show.
Wait,
they don't make new episodes anymore.
Yes, they do. No, they didn't. SpongeBob is No. SpongeBob's Nickelodeon's cash cow. They've been making new episodes for a long time. Now that Steven Hillenburg died, now they're gonna ruin the show. One of Steven's rules for the show was that there would be no spinoffs. And guess what? They're making a spinoff. It's called Camp Coral. It's gonna be about SpongeBob and the gang when they're kids at a camp. And
oh my god, SpongeBob is not allowed to have a child.
No, when they were kids. When they were
about
kids.
To say, they cannot raise and it's that gonna, thing.
And it's going to be all done in CGI.
Oh my god, I'm having a life crisis. How would that even work? How would SpongeBob reproduce?
Bruh, sponges are asexual, aren't they?
Oh yeah. No, oh I'm imagining.
They produce by like, butting.
I'm imagining SpongeBob going up to like a girl sponge and going, which hole do I stick it in? There's like 50 holes.
Oh my god, it's not funny. I want to have a serious discussion about SpongeBob. I know you guys are like fucking sex jokes. Jesus Christ, you guys are so immature. What the fuck is wrong with you guys?
The more I think about it, I just...
Jesus. Man. Fuck you, Zach, and fuck you, Landon, with your alligator movie and your fucking boats.
We can't talk about anything.
I want to talk about SpongeBob. It's not that funny. But no, we're ruining it. This is just laughing over and over again. I'm gonna need to cut a lot of this out.
No, you can't. My epic funny joke.
I'm gonna have to cut out a lot of the laughing.
Oh no, no, don't, don't.
I'll be back.
Oh my god, what do you mean you'll be back?
Where are you going?
I'm going to shut off the lights in the living room.
I'll just do it while you're still on the podcast.
I'm just leaving my phone.
Just take your phone then, stupid.
Exactly. Okay, now Zach's away from his mic. Okay, so on the 20th anniversary.
Zach smells bad.
They're breaking Steven's rules before he died. Even,
Alright, I'm
Paul,
back.
Even Paul, I forgot his last name, but he was the showrunner after Steven left after season F of the movie. And he even said that, like, Nickelodeon's kind of just fucking it up right now because they're just ruining his legacy. It's kind of bullshit. Because he fucking died and now they're just making a bunch of bullshit. But, I don't know. I've been getting a lot of YouTube videos about Tom Kenny, the actor for SpongeBob. Videos are really nice.
Tom Tex from SpongeBob?
Tom Kenny. Tex. Dude, that's not even funny. Why are you laughing? I said Checker. Tom Kenny. You're not funny. This is not funny. I'm saying words as clearly as possible. How are you misinterpreting them? Such an idiot.
Okay,
Camden.
Idiot.
Okay. Too bad I don't talk to Camden.
When he did, he was just idiot. Oh, you got
nobody
hit by
talks
that
to
idiot.
Camden. He just kind of left.
Well, you know this isn't a party. This is people who don't know who Camden is.
Well, no one cares about what they think. No one cares.
This isn't how we garner an audience. We, like, appeal to them a little bit.
Well, no. We just talk, and if they like us, they like us.
The opposite of
you know
what
you're
like,
right.
Lucas?
You're right. Zach, let's
just
talk.
We're supposed to talk.
It's like our PlayStation
party. Yeah, we're supposed
parties.
To do the funny.
If we find an audience, we find an audience.
Which I doubt we will, but it's okay. It's okay.
But everybody who's watching this, if you don't like the podcast, you're big dumbheads.
Exactly.
Oh, got him, boys.
You're probably the type of person to still laugh at with no milk jokes.
Man, like anyone here watches Call Me Carson.
No, dude, it's not only Call Me Carson, it's Spread.
That's the only place I know as the originator, Call Me Carson.
Well, no, he just fat.
Well, he popularized it.
Yeah, everybody kicked at it.
Oh, yeah.
Man, what are you, a fucking 4chaner? Say keck all the time?
Kecker cringe. Kecker cringe. Hey, yeah, some retard from my school posted like 10 posts that is win no milk.
And they were all hilarious and
man,
funny.
I thought that meme was funny like when Carson made the video and that was
yeah, and that was like a year ago.
I remember sending it to the group chat. We all laughed at it, but that was it.
That
I don't
was
know if Zach was there.
A year ago.
I thought it was funny, but you know, that was a year ago. I love when memes just get a revival in like your local school when they're really bad.
Yeah, because everybody at my school are a bunch of normies. I know normie is a normie
Zach,
thing.
Shut
but...
up. Normie is a normie thing.
Yeah, normie.
Normie is a normie thing, but still, dude, they normies. Are. Normies. What they are. Carson literally made a freaking. Oh.
Which Carson? We got Call Me Carson? You got
no,
your friend
freaking
Carson.
Retard Carson.
Yeah, retard Carson, you.
Touches sixth graders in the.
Oh my god. Zach, no! We had to stop. We had to stop.
It's proven he did it.
Yeah, okay, this is like the Slazzo thing, but it doesn't matter.
Yeah, he's Slazzo 2.0.
Yeah, but I ended our first recording because we weren't supposed to bring this up, but okay, thanks.
Well, we brought it up. The tea has been spilled.
Okay, fine. Carson's a child molester, okay?
Yeah, he's making freaking... What's that little...
Mac and cheese.
Oh my god, I'm stupid. He's making Wall-E jokes, dude. You know the robot from Wall-E? He's saying, give me plants.
Zach, didn't you say you didn't want to get beat up on your first day of 8th grade?
That's what I'm gonna do.
Oh my
you're
god!
You're just
instigating
it now.
Zach, do you watch Alfred?
Yes. Alright, Carson. For legal reason, all of that's a joke.
No, freaking, Ethan said, Big Ethan, he said that he's gonna wear this freaking Sasuke doesn't say swing.
What the hell? These are jokes I'm not privy to because I don't go to your school.
No, Alfred.
And also because
YouTuber.
I'm not in the
Alfred's
8th grade.
A YouTuber.
You should,
yeah, I'm literally going to get shanked. Carson, for legal reasons, that's a joke. Smooshes.
Yeah, for legal reasons, everything we say is just a joke. Hey, no homo. You gotta
hey,
say no
man,
homo.
Man, as long as I don't get my appendix removed,
no
I'm
homo.
Fine.
What do you okay. mean, man? That's
wait,
nice.
Why would you want your appendix? It doesn't really help.
Yeah, but it's still gonna hurt.
You should say like kidney
remember
or something.
When, remember
like
when
valuable.
We were playing.
It's just kidney. I feel like kidneys are kind of.
I don't know, man. I don't know though.
And like my stomach started to hurt, hoardy wardy. My tongue.
Remember
hurt.
When Vinny shit himself in the party?
Yeah.
I thought because he laughed so hard. Then. I think I remember that. You were there for that, Zach? I can't remember.
Yeah, I was.
Yeah, he shit himself because he laughed so hard at something.
It was funny.
No wonder he's addicted to poo jokes.
I went to GameStop and...
did you return to 3 AAA games and get 5
No,
cents
but the cashier... Well,
the cashier make a poo joke.
Hold on, I have to end this section.
So did he make the poo joke?
No, my nephew walked in, so I had to end it. My nephew walked in, so I have to end that section. Okay, we're going to start at the 20-second mark, so we got a little bit of time. Zach, are you ready?
Hold on. I'm texting you.
Okay, everyone, welcome back. We took a little bit of another short break because some things came to fruition. I don't know the words for it. But now we're back, and that's all that matters. Okay, but I went to GameStop, and the cashier was telling me a story about... there was a release of a game, and there was a lady waiting in line for it, and she shit herself in the line.
Wait, are you serious?
Yeah, she told me this, and like it happened.
Oh my god, why?
I don't know. She like
tell you that.
I don't know. She just told me the story, and she also told me a story about a kid who projectile vomited across the store.
That's epic.
I don't know why she just felt the need to tell me these things, but I went to the pre-order of the new Doom, and it was just like I had to hear these things. This ruined my day. It was fantastic.
Just trying to play a video, yeah. Just trying to buy.
No, I was trying to pre-order it. It's just like leave me alone. Involve me.
All right, dude, that's Vinny. It's one, Vinny, man.
Two
you
of
were
the
talking
most uncomfortable things ever. Poo and vomit.
Good old GameStop employees.
GameStop employees.
That's the employee.
Bro.
I thought that was a customer in line.
No, an employee told me.
I thought a customer in line pooed or something.
No,
the
cashier told me.
Oh, man.
She told me stories about her past experiences with GameStop.
It's still funny, man.
I mean,
it is fun.
GameStop employees are mistreated.
They are. The corporates are like ass.
Brendan,
that's why they're going bankrupt.
Brent Daniel told stories about it.
Dude, Brent Daniel is like a Chad. He
found
works retail.
Cockroaches in some of the like Xbox
return
cases. Oh
my god. That's just awful. Okay, listen, if you have a bug problem and you're gonna like give something to someone, for the love of god, fucking clean it out, okay?
Yeah.
Just clean
told
the
story
fucking thing out.
Up where this like white trash, this is literally what he said, white trash like family walked in with a million Xbox 360 games. And, like, half of them had, it was, like, Transformers had, like, every Transformers game had cockroaches in it, specifically Transformers.
I gotta watch some Brent Daniel videos after this podcast.
Yeah, it was, like, Transformers was, like, some specific series like that, but only those specific games had cockroaches in them.
That's just amazing. Like, really weird and coincidental.
It's quirky.
Jesus, we see Brent Daniel's video on retail jokes where he just talks about horrible jokes he hears every day working retail, like it misscans at the checkout line, and the customer is like, "I guess it's free," and it just he describes the jokes as so horrible, like, a piece of his soul like falls away, because people tell these jokes so often, and he has to work there every day.
Oh my god!
And
it's
like,
just they're like soul wrenching.
He made a tier list, and at the top, it's like, bro, when people are like, "Guess it's free," when the price tag doesn't.
Yeah, those are the worst.
Yeah, that was like the worst.
And then the least offending ones are like the innocent kind of dad jokes, which aren't really that bad. But yeah, Brent Daniel's a great YouTuber. I wish you subscribe to him.
He said the worst joke is me, and then he's like, "Nah, it's actually, free joke."
And he explains it, the free joke. I've never worked retail. I've never had a job, so I wouldn't know.
Lucas, don't actually do it. Be way funny.
I should get a retail job just to ruin my life.
You should. It'd be so funny.
Yeah, Life Waster has a retail job. He said on his first
He works
day,
at Taco Bell.
No, Life Waster works in retail.
I thought he worked at
Taco
Bell.
Yeah, he said he found a lost girl in the aisles.
Yeah.
Oh man, with Life Waster, who knows what's gonna
happen. And it was on his first day.
There.
Yeah, that's what I said, Luke.
Dude,
yeah. Life Waster.
Life Waster, he was... Yeah, Lucas was there. He was talking about how he's dressing up little girls.
Yeah.
Oh, this is creepy.
Yeah, it is.
Okay, let's try not to get Life Waster thrown in federal prison.
Hey, man, they don't know who Life Waster is.
Yeah, they just know his username.
used to be Life Waster.
It's Zastanial.
Zastanial.
It's an awful username.
Literally the worst thing I've ever heard.
It's like Greek, and it's just really
worse
bad.
Worse than my username.
Jesus, you're right.
Well, actually, mine's not bad. 007. You know the context of it. It sounds really bad.
It's not that okay. It's not the worst.
Man,
it's
I like
okay.
How I like the first time I played Friday the 13th, I got ran over with a car and got made fun of because of my username.
Did that happen on Friday the 13th?
That's yeah, it's like the first game I played. I tried to get in the car and he backed up and ran over me, and I could hear him on the mic. And like his friend was like, "Dude, why'd you do that?" And then he's like, "Look at his name," and then they all started laughing.
And then Zach went and cried in the bathroom for hours.
He slit his wrist. He just bled everywhere and cried. And then
and Panda went and licked all the blood off.
Oh my god.
Oh god. This podcast is going places.
Oh man, it's true.
Our first segment's like
Bro,
15
we
minutes.
Talk
our...
about that girl who died that Vinny cared about.
Oh yeah, Bianca. That Discord girl. What was her name?
Bianca.
It's Bianca.
Yeah, Bianca. She's basically
Bianca.
This girl wanted to go to a
the girl. The
she
girl.
Wanted to stop. I'm trying to tell a story. I'm telling a story. She wanted to go to a.
You're gonna be silent.
Oh my god! Can I please just?
Okay, Lucas, speak, retard.
But just but. It's not that funny. Shut up, man.
Shut up, Landon. Shut up, Grew.
Okay, so basically...
I'm fucking
you. You derailed the whole conversation.
This is just us laughing like idiots.
Girl.
Oh my god. Okay. Okay, so this girl named Noah's. Landon, shut up! Just shut your mouth. Just shut up. Okay, so basically, no, I won't shut up. Oh my god. It's not funny.
I'm dying. I'm literally choking to death. I sound like the clown.
Okay,
like
can everyone?
Clown, Jesus.
Okay.
I think we're done.
Okay.
Have recovered.
Okay. This woman, this teenage woman named Bianca, wanted to go to a.
What was it, a concert?
To a music festival, yeah. And she talked to this guy on Discord, and she invited him to go with her. And then her boyfriend found out about it, and he got really pissed off. And then he fucking slit her throat. And he like took pictures of it or something.
Yeah, like,
I don't
he
know the exact context.
Over social media, like her
Jesus,
throat was
what
like
a...
half open.
I haven't seen it. I don't want to see it. Those are some that's some sick, demented shit.
Oh,
and dude, you if you look on Instagram, like an Instagram post about it, dude, it's just a fucking. It's not bad. Yeah, it's a fucking girl with her throat
no,
slit
it's
open.
Not,
that's
no,
horrible.
Well, it's not like bad enough to be like, bro.
Yeah, it's not
because,
gory, but it's still fucked up. And
like,
someone's throat slit. No, it's fucked up. I don't give a shit.
Well,
it's
it
fucked
is.
Up,
but there's like it's
you
not
desensitized
like
freak.
It's like not like satanic and stuff. Like freaking really.
Yeah, but
stuff.
It's sick. It's sick because an innocent girl got her fucking throat slit.
Yeah,
that's
but
not funny.
Like
no, shut up.
Yeah, but people
this is
are
not.
Posting memes on like normal, on the normal internet, just with like the quality lowered, so it's fine.
I think that's awful, but yeah. You know, I can't.
Like, you know how
I can't really
meme,
control people.
Dies, they do that heaven meme. Like when
yeah,
Etika
well,
dies,
she doesn't
like,
deserve it.
Etika.
To be honest, she doesn't deserve it. She's not a legend. She's just some girl who got her
yeah,
throat.
Yeah, I don't know why people are doing.
Now it's fucked up what happened, but she doesn't deserve to be with the legends and the legend picture.
Oh my god!
Like Etika like, deserves to be there, though. I think
she
Etika
literally
does.
Got famous for dying.
I think Etika was famous because he was actually, like, you know, an interesting person.
Dude, he didn't even get to see
and I think what happened to Bianca was fucked up, but I just don't think she deserves to beat the Legends.
It just happened.
It's messed up, though. It really is. It shouldn't have happened. Her boyfriend should be thrown in prison to rot, but
they
that's
ever
besides
find
the
him?
Point. I don't know. I haven't kept up with it. I just know Vinny told me.
Yeah, I didn't even hear about
I'm
it until Vinny's like,
bruh. Bruh.
Is this racist for me saying Bianca sounds like a black person?
Yes,
it's very racist. You're going to jail for racist.
Man, dude, we figured it out, boys. Zach's the CEO of racism.
Man, I found out that shit sucks, man. Racism sucks.
Have you seen
that? Dude,
have you seen that?
Racism is bad.
Did you see the stuff I sent you? Don't mention it. Don't mention it on the. Don't mention it on the podcast.
Logue.
No, the stuff above
I
it.
I know. Have you guys seen the epic Family Guy Peter Griffin funny moment meme where it's like me when I find out
me.
Where the CEO of racism lives?
Oh, Bamboozle's in the
shrine. CEO of racism. Oh, really? That's a good point.
Oh my god, Deliverance is gonna be in the shrine.
That's epic.
Too bad
no
I'm
one here
poor.
Plays Dead by Daylight.
Talking about it's Dead by Daylight.
Too bad I'm poor.
Yeah, perks for a game we play, and now we're excited because all of a sudden, if you play Dead by Daylight, you're a true gamer. Well, you should. It's a good game. It's on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC. I know I sound like I'm sponsored by them, but it's just a good game. It's good. It's just good. Okay,
Dead by
it's fun.
Behavior. Call us.
Why am I getting Overwatch? I'm literally only getting Overwatch memes on my Instagram because of Vinny.
Vinny's the worst, so nobody
that's
likes
just
me.
That's
epic. Okay, how long do you want the podcast to be? It's going to be really long. We might just want to end it now.
Well, what are we at?
Like, at least 40 to 50 minutes.
We're not at 40 minutes yet.
The first one was like 15. The second one was like 20, maybe? Now we're at 11.
Do you guys know that, like, literally half
of
the survivors are gonna get cosmetics? So I feel like
that's. I mean, I guess that's kind of cool. I don't know.
Yeah, you're right. We should get ready to play here soon.
We should get ready to end the podcast.
Okay,
this
was.
Let's
talk about one more thing.
Wait, no. One more topic. One last topic, and then we're done.
Chili dogs.
Fortnite.
No.
Oh, man.
It's
we're
another
funny
topic.
People. We're funny people.
We are all funny.
Let's talk about
there's really nothing to talk about.
I know, so we should just end it. Well, I guess that's it for our podcast tonight. This has been episode 2 of The Castaways. This is probably worse than the first one somehow.
Oh,
no,
definitely.
It's not.
Because,
actually, Zach,
because
of boats.
Yeah.
Okay, whatever. My only issue is a lot of it's laughing and garbage. But anyways, okay, that was it.
Where are the
girls?
Follow us
Where
on Instagram.
Where are the girls?
Follow us on Instagram
at
thecastaways. Or you can email us at thecastaways @gmail.com. I think it's either thecastaways, thecastawaysofficial. It's one or the other. I think it's just thecastaways@gmail.
Somewhere.
Yeah. And email us if you want to like ask a question for us to answer on the show or. Would suggest an idea to talk about or anything.
Or just message us.
Yeah. Or just message or end message on Instagram.
Or do
like,
the funny.
We'll have our DMs open.
Or just
oh my God,
do
open
the funny.
The DMs.
Where are the girls?
Yeah. Thanks for
Thank
listening
you.
For
Where
all
are the
two
girls?
All
Where
two
are
people
the girls?
And
Where
yeah.
Are the girls?
This is the Castaway signing off.
Where
Good night everybody.
Girls?
And then shut up.
'So did he make the poo joke?
No, my nephew walked in, so I had to end it. My nephew walked kids off the end of that section. Okay, we're gonna start at the 22nd mark, so we got a little bit of time. Zach, are you ready?
Hold on. I'm texting you.
Okay, everyone, welcome back. We took a little bit of another short break because some things came to fruition. I don't know the words for it. But now we're back, and that's all that matters. Okay, but I was talking, I went to GameStop, and the cashier was telling me the story about there was a release of a game, and there was a lady waiting in line for it, and she shit herself in the line.
Wait, are you serious?
Yeah, she told me this, and like it happened.
Oh my god, why?
I don't know. She like
tell you that.
I don't know. She just told me the story, and she also told me a story about a kid who projectile vomited across the store.
That's epic.
I don't know why she just felt the need to tell me these things, but I just went to the pre-order of the new Doom, and it was just like I had to hear these things. This ruined my day. It was fantastic.
Just trying to play a video. Yeah. Just trying to buy.
No, I was trying to pre-order it. It's just like leave me alone. Involve me.
All right, dude, that's Vinny. It's Vinny, man.
Two
you
of
were
the
talking
most uncomfortable things ever. Poo and vomit.
Good old GameStop employees.
GameStop employees. Wait,
that's the employee.
Like,
I thought that was a customer in line.
No, an employee told me.
I thought a customer in line pooed or something.
No,
the
cashier told me.
Oh, man.
She told me stories about her
still
past experiences with GameStop.
It's still funny, man.
I mean,
it is fun.
GameStop employees are mistreated.
They are. The corporates are like ass.
Brendan,
that's why they're going
story.
Bankrupt.
Brent Daniel told stories about it.
Dude, Brent Daniel is like Chad.
He
works
found
retail.
Cockroaches in some of the like Xbox
oh
return cases.
Oh my god. That's just awful. Okay, listen, if you have a bug problem and you're gonna like give something to someone, for the love of god, fucking clean it out, okay?
Yeah.
Just clean
told
the fucking thing out.
Told a story
at GameStop
where this like white trash, this is literally what he said, white trash like family walked in with a million Xbox 360 games. And, like, half of them had, it was, like, Transformers had, like, every Transformers game had cockroaches in it, specifically Transformers.
I gotta watch some Brent Daniel videos after this podcast.
Yeah, like Transformers was, like, some specific series like that, but only those specific games had cockroaches in them.
That's just amazing. Like, really weird and coincidental.
It's quirky.
Jesus, we see Brent Daniel video on retail jokes where he just talks about horrible jokes he hears every day working retail. Like it misscans at the checkout line and the customer is like, I guess it's free, and it just he describes the jokes as so horrible. A piece of his soul like falls away. because people tell these jokes so often, and he has to work there every day.
Oh my god!
And it's just they're like soul wrenching.
He made a tier list, and at the top, it's like, bro, when people are like, guess it's free when the price tag doesn't.
Yeah, those are the worst.
Yeah, that was like the worst.
And then the least offending ones are like the innocent kind of dad jokes, which aren't really that bad. But yeah, Brent Daniel's a great YouTuber. I wish you'd subscribe to him.
He said the worst joke is me, and then he's like, "Nah, it's actually, free joke."
And he explains it. The free joke. I've never worked retail. I've never had a job, so I wouldn't know.
Lucas, like, don't actually do it. Be way funny.
I should get a retail job.
You
just
should.
To ruin my life.
You should be so funny.
Yeah, LifeWaster has a retail job. He said on his first.
He works
day,
at Taco Bell.
No, LifeWaster works in retail.
I thought you worked at
Taco
Bell.
Yeah, he said he found a lost girl in the aisles.
Yeah.
Oh man, with LifeWaster, who knows what could happen.
It was on his first day.
There.
Yeah, that's what I said, Luke.
Dude,
LifeWaster,
he was. Lucas was there. He was talking about how he's dressing up little girls.
Yeah.
Oh, this is creepy.
Yeah, it is.
Okay, let's try not to get LifeWaster thrown in federal prison.
Hey man, they don't know who LifeWaster is.
Yeah, they just know his username.
It used to be LifeWaster.
It's Zastinial.
Zastinial.
It's an awful username.
It's literally the worst thing I've ever heard.
It's like Greek, and it's just really bad.
Worse than my username.
Jesus, you're right.
Well, actually, mine's not bad. 007. You know the context of it. It sounds really bad.
It's not bad. It's not the worst.
Man, it's I like the first time I played Friday the 13th, I got ran over with a car and got made fun of because of my username.
Did that happen on Friday the 13th?
Yeah, it's like the first game I played. I tried to get in the car and he backed up and ran over me, and I could hear him on the mic. And like his friend was like, "Dude, why'd you do that?" And then he's like, "Look at his name," and then they all started laughing.
And then Zach went and cried in the bathroom for hours.
He slit his wrist. He just bled everywhere and cried. And then
and Panda went and licked all the blood off.
Oh my god.
Oh god. This podcast is going places.
Oh man, it's trying.
Our first segment's like 15 minutes.
Talk about that girl who died that Vinny cared about.
Oh yeah, that Discord girl. What was her name?
Bianca.
Bianca.
Yeah, Bianca. She's basically
Bianca.
This girl wanted to go to a
the girl.
She wanted to stop. I'm trying to tell a story. I'm telling a story. She wanted to go to a.
You're gonna be silent.
Oh my god! Can I please just?
Okay, Lucas, speak, retard.
But this, but. It's not that funny. Shut up, man.
Shut up, Landon. Shut up, Crew.
Okay. So basically,
I'm fucking
you. You derailed the whole conversation.
This is just us laughing like idiots. Oh my god. Okay. Okay, so this girl Landon, shut up! Just shut your mouth. Shut up. Okay, so basically, no, I won't shut up. Oh my god. It's not funny.
I'm dying. I'm literally choking to death. I sound like the clown.
Okay,
like
can everyone?
Clown, Jesus.
Okay.
I think we're done.
Okay.
Recover.
Okay. This woman, this teenage woman named Bianca, wanted to go to a.
What was it, a concert?
To a music festival, yeah. And she talked to this guy on Discord, and she invited him to go with her. And then her boyfriend found out about it, and he got really pissed off. And then he fucking slit her throat. And he like took pictures of it or something.
Yeah, like,
I don't know the exact context.
Over social media, like her
Jesus,
throat was like half open.
I haven't seen it. I don't want to see it. Those are some that's some sick, demented shit.
Oh,
and dude, if you look on Instagram, like an Instagram post about it, dude, it's just a fucking. It's not bad. Yeah, it's a fucking girl with her throat slit open.
Not,
that's
no,
horrible.
Well, it's not like bad enough to be like, bro.
Yeah, it's not
because,
gory, but it's still fucked up. And
like,
someone's throat slit. No, it's fucked up. I don't give a shit.
Yeah,
it's fucked
is.
Up,
there's like it's
you
not
desensitized.
Like
freak.
It's like not like satanic and stuff. Like freaking really.
Yeah, but
stuff.
It's sick. It's sick because an innocent girl got her fucking throat slit.
Yeah,
that's not
float,
funny.
Like
no, shut up.
Yeah, but people
this is
are
not.
Posting memes on like normal, on the normal internet, just with like the quality lowered, so it's fine.
I think that's awful, but
yeah.
You know, I can't.
Like you know how
I can't really control people.
Dies, they do that heaven. Like
yeah, well,
dad,
she doesn't
like,
deserve it,
Etika.
To be honest. She doesn't deserve it. She's not a legend. She's just some girl who got her throat slit.
Yeah, I don't know why people are doing
that. Now, it's fucked up what happened, but she doesn't deserve to be with the legends in the legend picture.
Oh my god.
Like, Etika deserves to be there, though. I think Etika does.
She literally got famous for dying.
I think Etika was famous because he was actually, like, you know, interesting person.
Dude, he didn't even get to see.
I think what happened to
Smash.
Bianca was fucked up, but I just don't think she deserves to beat the legends.
It just happened.
It's messed up, though. It really is. It shouldn't have happened. Her boyfriend should be thrown in prison to rot. But
did
that's
ever find him?
I don't know. I haven't kept up with it. I just know Vinny told me.
Yeah, I didn't even hear about it until Vinny's like, bruh. Is this racist for me saying Bianca sounds like a black person?
Yes. It's very racist. You're going to jail for racist.
Man, dude, we figured it out, boys. Zach's the CEO of racism.
Man, I found out that shit sucks, man. Racism sucks.
Have you seen that? Dude, have you seen
racism is bad. Did you see the stuff I sent you? Don't mention it on the podcast.
Logue.
No, the stuff above
it. I know. Have you guys seen the epic Family Guy Peter Griffin funny moment meme where it's like me when I find out where the CEO of racism lives?
Oh, Bamboozle's in the shrine.
CEO of racism. Oh, really? That's a good
point. Oh my god, Deliverance is gonna be in the shrine.
That's epic.
Too bad
no
I'm
one
poor.
Here plays Dead by Daylight.
Talking about it's Dead by Daylight.
Too bad I'm poor.
Yeah, perks for a game we play, and now we're excited because all of a sudden, if you play Dead by Daylight, you're a true gamer. Well, you should. It's a good game. It's on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC. I know I sound like I'm sponsored by them, but it's just a good game. It's good. It's just good. Okay,
Dead by Daylight. Behavior. Call us.
Why am I getting Overwatch? I'm literally only getting Overwatch games on my Instagram because of Vinny.
Vinny's the worst, so nobody
likes
it.
That's just epic. Okay, how long do you want the podcast to be? It's gonna be really long. We might just want to end it now.
What are we at?
Like at least 40 to 50 minutes.
We're not at 40 minutes yet.
The first one was like 15. The second one was like 20, maybe. Now we're at 11.
Do you guys know that like literally half
that's
40 of the
minutes.
Survivors are gonna get cosmetics? So I feel like
that's.
Event's
I mean,
coming
I guess
out.
That's kind of cool. I don't know.
Yeah, you're right. We should get ready to play here soon.
We should get ready to end the podcast.
Let's talk about one more thing.
Wait, no. One more topic. One last topic, and then we're done.
Chili dogs.
Fortnite.
No.
Oh, man.
It's another topic.
People. We're funny people.
We are all funny.
Let's talk about
there's really nothing to talk about.
I know, so we should just end it. Well, I guess that's it for our podcast tonight. This has been episode 2 of The Castaways. This is probably worse than the first one somehow.
Oh,
no,
definitely.
It's not.
Because,
because of boats.
Yeah.
Okay, whatever. My only issue is a lot of it's laughing and garbage. But anyways, okay, that was it.
Where are the
girls?
Follow us
where
on Instagram.
Where are the girls?
Follow us on Instagram at @thecastaways.
@thecastaways.
Or you can email us at thecastaways@gmail.com. I think it's either thecastaways, thecastaways official. It's one or the other. I think it's just thecastaways@gmail.
Somewhere.
Yeah. And email us if you want to like ask a question for us to answer on the show or. Would suggest an idea to talk about or anything.
Or just message us.
Yeah. Or just message or end message
or
on
Instagram.
Or
do the funny.
We'll have our DMs open.
Or just
oh my God,
do
open
the funny.
The
where are the girls?
Yeah. Thanks for
thank
listening
you.
For
where
our
are the
two
girls?
All
where
two
are
people.
The girls?
And yeah.
Where are the
this is the Castaway signing off.
Where
good night, everybody.
Girls?
And then shut up.